Crimecast number 6, hosted on crimeandcookies.com.
This is raw, nitty-gritty journalism.
Okay.
Yeah, that's only because you have your finger up your ass.
Go to the left.
He's driving like a drunken ambulance driver.
I wish you guys would be quiet, please.
Well, we're here. Morale is high. We're a bit late. It's all right. Looks like there's a rocking crowd. We're going to see where we need to park.
Yeah, there's two cars. There's plenty of parking.
Yeah. But 8 people could fit in each of these cars.
All right, quiet.
Once we were in, we set up a vast array of serial killer art and memorabilia, including artifacts from crime scenes and art produced by serial killers themselves.
Can you read these writings?
This is Doug and Derek.
Oh,
this is
Doug, hey, how are you doing?
Rich.
Derek, how are you?
Rich, how are you?
I won't forget. Sure. I'm ready to sell. Well, we got it all set up. We don't need to. There is. There's only, I think there's about 800 that were actually published.
Kelly Gacy's book.
Yeah.
He wrote it and signed it.
Cool. I didn't write it anyway, but Gacy wrote it. It's really garbage. But that was the important part. We had to smuggle those out.
Yeah.
And we put them in between. They wouldn't let him do this, but they let him paint all these paintings.
Right.
I found that at a bookstore.
So we'd stick two of these.
Does it have the process chapter in it?
We'd stick two of those in the painting and smuggle them out with the paintings.
I had over and they had to.
I got that.
Let me see.
Did you see my name mentioned in here?
No, but I saw that mine wasn't. I'm going to stop at Shelby's office. He talks about, he has a big paragraph about me and stuff, but it doesn't, he won't say. I got to find this letter that you wrote to Danny Rawlings I brought for you. I was teasing Joe about that the other day. So.
I put my letters in a book.
Oh, you know what? We're allowed to use the full tables.
Joe?
This one's worth something because of this chapter.
You kidding me?
No, it's the process.
That chapter was edited out later.
Yeah.
The painting of it, that's what me by a serial
killer. I like it a lot. It's got a lot of good audio.
By a serial killer.
A serial killer.
Yeah, I used to write them in prison.
Gacy talking, you know, it's crazy. If you put up all this merch over by that table, I'll put these nice pieces on the table.
The crowd milled about and chatted. Presentation, the most brutal, grotesque video footage you'll see this side of snuff.
You do not mess with that friggin' kid! If you do, I'll rip off your goddamn head and shove it so far up your friggin' ass, you'll be coughing up dinner for 4 friggin' months!
You know, there's really no bad guy in this. Yeah. What's the harm of stabbing this guy for one thing?
What are you doing?
So what'd you think? That last video, the ass stab. Did anyone see that with the knife in the guy's ass?
Stabbed him in the fucking butt.
Yeah. The guy who got stabbed sold me that video. Oh, thanks. Yeah, the guy who got stabbed sold me that video. He wanted me to turn it onto a gay porno site. He thought that was erotic. The black guy got arrested. You could see that when you put a knife up your ass and go do that, it's not like an impromptu thing. It's something you've done before, and then you planned it out, you know.
And so,
when he got arrested for that, he only got arrested for armed robbery. That's what they put him in jail for. Then he started admitting to killing. He was a gay hooker, and that was one of his genres.
The guy that got stabbed still alive.
The guy got stabbed still alive. He sold me that video, and he told me at first he wanted $10,000. Guess what he settled for?
Like $100.
$50.
And a fuck up the ass.
Exactly. And the first videos were really the Columbine kids that this gentleman here thought it was fake. Those are really their tapes. A lot of them came right from the some of their friends. And those were made right in the halls that they shot up.
Fucking great.
That's about it. The mouse torture, everyone's favorite.
Yeah!
What? That mouse torture was done by Nico Claw. He's a French serial killer, right? So in the process of serial killing, how they torture the animals, then they go to people, I was telling some girls there, I think, if they just skip the animals and go right to the people, it'd be okay.
All trespassers.
No?
If I died in an animal,
you mean if you're serial killed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it the same way if I drink and drive, I'm suing you?
Absolutely.
Right, okay. If you're serious, these are the two to watch for.
No, but I decided that this is some place that those weirdos would want to come and check it out.
You'd be surprised.
I could see some anger.
I would say if you got a picture with anyone, it'd be these two.
My little round.
The Butcher Brothers. Well, if you have any questions, we'll be upstairs showing artwork and stuff. Feel free to come up. Doug, do you have anything to say?
What do you think? Was it art? I can tell when we show this material that it's not that we're desensitized, it's just that there's an epidemic of sanitized murder shown on TV. And I don't see anything wrong with full disclosure in journalism, whether it's war coverage or corporate scandals or whatever. And what you need to realize is whatever you make of that material is your own value judgment, and that's what it is. Yep, it should be there. You should see it for what it is and make of it your own thing. But come see it upstairs. The NRA is fond of saying that if there were more guns, there would be less crime. And in that vein, we printed up the legalized murder t-shirts because if murder were legal, there would be a lot less assholes, too. So support the cause. We'll see you upstairs.
And we have that lovely DVD for sale upstairs, too. Makes for a good stocking stuffer. All right, everybody.
It was then that the band that supported us through all three stops on the tour took the stage, the world-famous Crawl Space Brothers.
Looking for love, looking for food, looking for sex, I don't mean to be crude. Looking for something or someone on the internet. They say be careful what you're wishing for, because it might come knocking at your door. And what you want is exactly what you get. Post a bulletin on a chat room, just like a bride looking for a groom. All I want is someone to kill and eat. It said, seeking a well-built man for slaughter, someone to taste with mineral water. I'll dismember you from head to feet. Days went by with no response. I tried to maintain my nonchalance, but the tension kept building with every day that passed. And after 2 long months, my dream came true. An email that said I offer myself to you. Luckily, I was on a 4-day fast. They also said no butchery, but I would let you dine on me. Only if we dine while I'm alive. So he met me for a drink or two, and we discussed what we was gonna do. So I pulled out my favorite fork and knife. The little snip here, we carved it up there. Cooked up his flesh medium rare. Made sure we got it all on videotape. And I lost control when I was done, cause we was having so much fun. I stabbed and stabbed till it was too late. And here it is, mid-December, and I remember how I dismembered my newfound friend and froze up every part. And the police can't get me for killing a man, but they had to find something I understand. So murder by sex is what I was charged. Looking for love, looking for food, looking for sex, I don't mean to be crude. Looking for something or someone on the internet. So be careful what you're wishing for, cause it might come knocking at your door. And what you want is exactly what you get.
The Evil Now Crime Cast, brought to you by EvilNow.com and hosted on CrimeAndCookies.com.